have written to Minister Chombo's ministry, whereby we have asked him to advise us of the actions that the government or the authorities have taken so that people's rights are violated. We have alerted him to the provisions of the Constitution, particularly Section 74 of the new Constitution of Zimbabwe, which advises that no person may be evicted from their home or have their home demolished without a court order. We have also alerted the Ministry of the provisions in Section 28 of the new Constitution, which provides for the right to shelter, that the action that they intend to do could violate people's rights and impair the rule of law in Zimbabwe. So we have notified the minister about this, and we have demanded that we be furnished with details pertaining to the number of households and families who are affected by this planned demolition and eviction exercise. We have also demanded to the advice of the number of children who will be left without a shelter or without a roof, or a roof over their heads.
Did you give the minister any timeline to respond?
Our lawyers have given the minister 72 hours, that's from yesterday, which means in days, that will be 3 days. So we are expecting the minister to take seriously our petition or our ultimatum to finish up with the measures that the government has put in place so that Zimbabweans are not persecuted again.